Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. It's politics over a cup of coffee. Whether it's live in the morning, like right now, or in the evening replay, we talk about politics, how it impacts your life, over a cup of coffee, so that you can change your world. That's what we want to do. You see, that's the way that you can be most impactful. I'm going to talk today about what you can do during this time where we're just flat waiting to see how all of this turns out in terms of the, not just the national election, but even something deeper than that, something more important than that. We'll get into that in a moment. Welcome again, as I said, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220, or you can send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. You're going to hear a lot about Dominion. If you were watching any of Newsmax last night, and I did, I'm watching a lot less of Fox these days. I'm just very, very selective in what I'm watching with Fox now. It's because it's obvious since they've hired, I think I had read that it was a former Biden staffer, now is one of their vice presidents of programming. Yeah, you can see the handwriting on the wall there. But, you know, there are still, you know, Tucker and Hannity, Laura Ingraham. None of them are going anywhere ideologically. But the question is, how does all of that play out in terms of what they actually report? You're going to hear a lot about Dominion. Rudy Giuliani's out there. And if you watched it on Newsmax last night, there are so-called whistleblowers that are of, I guess, inside Dominion or people with knowledge of how the system works. And I guess we use it here in Oregon. I'm going to get a handle on that exactly. How many counties use Dominion software? Because apparently wherever it is used, there are problems. Why are there problems? Well, again, as Rudy Giuliani said, there is whistleblowers coming forward that are swearing affidavits that things that have happened within the Dominion software are fraudulent. Why would that be? Well, it's because apparently there is a program within it that is a virus that lays dormant until it needs to be activated. Something to that effect. Now, last night, the Newsmax was playing a clip of a so-called computer expert on another show. Not a mainstream show, but talking about this and talking about how they did analysis of the Dominion system and how they went in and hacked the Dominion system themselves. They showed evidence on the screen that it has a virus. Now, okay, so we're getting in deep into the weeds here. There's a number of computer experts, including Dr. Shiva, and if there is, he's an MIT PhD who's run for political office. They have an analysis that shows that in four Michigan counties, just four of them, 69,000 votes were changed. Now, this is a problem. 69,000 votes were transferred from Trump to Biden. We know that there was a particular county in Michigan where 6,000 votes were changed from Trump to Biden. That was caught. And that was that glitch, right, that we've read about. Well, Dr. Shiva writes on Parler, says, our analysis in Michigan indicates a computer algorithm was likely used to transfer 69,000 votes. We are willing to subject our results to a critical and transparent review with your representatives. He wrote this to the president and to Mr. Biden. He says, are you open to it? There is a lot here, folks. There's an interview on YouTube. I have it up here. And thank you to an unnamed state employee who sent this to me. And there are others. It's one thing to have manufactured votes. Some of the lawsuits that have been filed are based on actual eyewitness accounts, just like the postal worker who swore an affidavit. Then the Washington Post comes out and says, nah, he's going to recant it. He comes out with a video and says, no, that's a lie. I'm not going to recant anything. What I saw is what I saw. That's vote fraud in terms of people whose ballots have been already voted. They show up to polling places to vote on election day. They say, you've already voted. No, I haven't. This is who I am. Those kinds of things are election fraud. Remarking ballots that wouldn't go through scanning machines is election fraud. Is voter fraud. Election fraud is stuff like this. And it is shakes you to the core to think that Dominion software, which has been used broadly across the United States for many years now, would have a bug in it, or maybe have a purposeful bug in it. Maybe it's a virus from the hammer or the scorecard. You're going to hear a lot about that as we go forward. It shakes you to the core. If this analysis can be proven, Rudy Giuliani is saying they have literal affidavits, the whistleblowers from Dominion, or at least associated with the Dominion system, they're going to talk about this. So we have all of these lawsuits now. We have a hand recount going on in Georgia. Now, what have I been telling you, folks? If you want to find if there is fraud, if there is voting irregularities, if there's election fraud or voter fraud, or if there are computer systems that are not tallying things correctly or on purpose, the way you do it is with a hand recount. Not just a hand recount, but with an audit. That's what they're doing in Georgia. Now, here's my prediction to you. You're going to see the Trump campaign today or tomorrow file a number of lawsuits that are going to follow the model of the Georgia hand recount, re-canvass, which is a different thing that I'm not entirely sure how it's different than a recount, but also the audit. This is so important. This is the basis, at least in part, of why Justice Samuel Alito of the U.S. Supreme Court sent not one, but two orders down to Pennsylvania that they keep these things separate. These ballots that came in, keep them separate because they have mixed them on purpose. Now, that was their mistake. An audit and a recount. Recounts are one thing, but an audit is entirely different because an audit then says, okay, is this person actually eligible to vote? That's what you got to do. They're doing it in Georgia. My belief is This is the model that the Trump campaign is going to sue to demand in other states, including Pennsylvania, where there may have been massive vote fraud. This is all separate and apart from election fraud from computer systems. Now, I'm going to stop for a moment here, because there is a goal that the Trump campaign has in mind. And I'm going to reveal that to you as we go through the show today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's talk to Art. Art, good morning. What do you say about all of this today?
Oh, Jeff, man. So I've been listening to all this stuff, and what I heard that this software actually has an app that once you get into the app, it allows you to change votes. And so it'll be interesting to see just exactly what it is. And of course, we're getting all sorts of information right now. Who knows what to believe? But we're a government of the people and by the people and for the people. And we must demand justice in this huge mess that's going on. In fact, I turned off a talk show that I listen to every day, the Hugh Hewitt Show, because he declared Biden the winner.
Good for you.
Which really pissed me off, Jeff, because he came up with this thing about Pennsylvania, that there's only 10,000 votes, and he didn't believe that that state legislature did not have the right, the constitutional right, which is given to them, to designate the delegates however they choose, given the circumstances there. And I will not tolerate any talk show host that won't allow the people and the state to do what they can do constitutionally. So he's lost me as a viewer, and I'm going to encourage everybody not to listen to him, okay, because I think he's a hypocrite. You know, the justice system needs to be allowed to be worked out in this great tragedy, because it is a tragedy, Jeff. And even right here in the state of Oregon, our Secretary of State firing one of her employees that said, hey, there's garbage going on in this state with our system.
Yeah, there's a story about that today. In fact, it's even made the Epoch Times. The new Oregon Secretary of State, the communist Shamia Fagan, is going to examine the warnings from the fire director. Back in a moment. It's 20. Thanks, Art.
Take care, brother.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, I'm going to share with you exactly why I think the Trump campaign is setting all of this up to reach a particular conclusion. But it's more than just this particular election, friends. In fact, it's a lot more than that. I want to share with you something that is important. I mean, it's 28 degrees out right now. If your air conditioning or your heating system, your heat pump is not working right, and you're a little on the cold side, Need to get that fixed. Maybe your furnace isn't working right. You need to call Freedom Heating and Air. Been in business in Salem here for well over 40 years. And, you know, they've survived the ups and downs of being in business because they take care of their customers. They do a great job. Yesterday was Veterans Day, and they have special discounts for veterans every day because they honor veterans. And they also have discounts for senior citizens. So if it's not working right, they can come over and they can get it fixed for you quickly. Or maybe it's just time for you to replace that aging system because they just get old over time. They break down. Components break. Call Freedom Heating and Air. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. Got an email from an old friend. Actually, it's a text message email from his phone. Daniel writes this about Oregon's 2020 voting statistics. He says, you know, I noticed that the population of Oregon only increased about 130,000 from 2016 to 2020. But the number of people who voted increased by about 448,000 voters over the same period of time, or a 9.3% increase. Without that huge surge in voter turnout in 2020, Republicans likely would have won the election in 2020 because the number of people who voted Republican in 2020 increased by about 146,000 voters. What happened here is motor voter. This is the Democrats. This is right out of the Cloward and Piven playbook. They advocated, and Bill Clinton, who was the devotee of theirs, by the way, they're two radical leftist college professors, husband and wife, and the books that they wrote were all about crashing the American system, destroying it. In essence, Bill Clinton signed the federal motor voter law, if you remember that, in the Rose Garden, and standing behind him was Cloward and Piven. This got done in Oregon through the Democrats in control, because it is something that Kate Brown advocated for a long time, because now everyone is registered to vote, and now they become the targets of the unions and the left to pound on their door with propaganda, to send them propaganda, to demand their ballots. And they'll wait until you vote straight Democrat down the ticket. And we'll wait while you do that. Oh, you haven't turned in your ballot? I'll wait here at the door if you want to do that. In fact, I can even help you if you have questions. That's what they do, folks. That's what Motor Voter did. Now, all the stuff you're going to continue to hear about over the next few days, especially about Dominion, but all of the other actual evidence of voter fraud that is being alleged in these affidavits, all of it has one goal in mind. This is what the Trump campaign has to achieve. They have to be the defense counsel in a murder trial. What do I mean by that? They have to argue in court, in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. They have to argue just like defense counsel does in front of a jury, that much of the evidence is circumstantial, and that the prosecution cannot prove these things. They have to sow enough doubt in the minds of the jurors, or in this case, in the minds of the justices. They have to sow enough doubt that this election was fair, that this election, frankly, followed the Constitution. They have to sow enough doubt in the minds of the majority of the U.S. Supreme Court that they will invalidate the election, either as a whole, which I think is a long shot, but more likely in these specific states. And in doing that, what would happen? Especially if this is done just prior to the Electoral College meeting. What would happen? Well, there's a lot of theories out there about, and a lot of stories out there about what would happen. And we'll get into that as we go along here. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning.
Yeah, I understand your position that they would have to argue at the Supreme Court. And the casting doubt that there is fishy things going on. But the Supreme Court is not going to be able to judge on that. They would have to send it back to a lower court. And I don't even know if they could recommend it go back to the state legislature that has the authority over the electorates. So if the governance of a state is corrupt, it seems almost impossible to overthrow it at the Supreme Court.
I think what is going to happen is that the Trump campaign is going to argue before the court that you must invalidate the election. They literally need to say, we cannot tell. And this was the key mistake they made, I think, in what Justice Alito told them to do. You have to separate these ballots that were all received after. They did not do that. So what they're going to show, the Trump campaign will show, there is voter fraud that has been committed. We have actual eyewitnesses of it. And then they're going to say, because they did not separate it, we cannot tell. You must invalidate the election.
But Jeff, is that for the individual state or the whole, every 50 states?
I think it'll be the individual state. I do not think they would do that for the entire country. But what happens then if they do? Glenn, it's an interesting thing to ponder. Thank you. Back in a moment at 6:30. There's more. Let's talk about it.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
24 minutes before the top of the hour, if you're just joining us, the real reason that the Trump campaign is going to present evidence of much voter fraud and election fraud, which are different things. The real reason that they're going to do this, including the Dominion software issue, which, again, if you've watched Newsmax and you watched it last night in the Stinchfield program, you saw a computer expert showing how they, in essence, hacked into the system, the Dominion vote counting system, which apparently is used in some places here in Oregon, as it is in some 28 or 30 states, depending on who you listen to. You're going to hear an awful lot. You're going to continue to hear about Hammer, Scorecard. Now, those are these secretive programs that have been used to change elections in other countries, developed by the CIA, folks, or the NSA, one of the two. And you know that Donald Trump is not a favorite of the deep state. It is not outside of the realm of possibility that deep state players have been manipulating this software and changing the votes. Now, how can this be done? Well, we're going to get into that a little bit here in a moment, but here's my central point for you. Trump knows that his pathway to victory here is to convince the Supreme Court of the bloody glove. Huh? Yeah, folks. When O.J. Simpson was asked to put on the bloody glove, he couldn't get it on his hand. And that sowed the seeds of doubt in the minds of the jurors in the O.J. Simpson murder trial that he wasn't the murderer. That's why they acquitted him. It was dramatic. You remember it? Well, the reason he couldn't get it on, of course, is because the glove had shrunk because of the blood all over it. Didn't matter. It sowed seeds of doubt. That's what a good defense counsel does, that their client is not guilty in the minds of the jurors. That's exactly what the Trump campaign is doing here. Now, in regard to what Glenn said, the fact that Trump is tweeting that he believes Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, I think Michigan, that there are three states, maybe Arizona, that he's going to win them because the results are going to be overturned. Tells me that that's their strategy. And it's the right strategy. It's what you have to do. They have to convince the Supreme Court that here's enough evidence of voter fraud, of election fraud. We cannot trust the veracity, the accuracy, the integrity of the voting system as it is today. And for the sake of future elections, you've got to invalidate this one in these states. And you must put in place strong protections as the high court so it doesn't happen again. That's what the Trump campaign's really trying to do here. Not just win this election for Donald Trump, but it's looking down the road. And just ask yourself this question. If this data, if it is revealed through whistleblowers and through actual expert analysis, like Dr. Shiva here, and in this video, I mean, it's all over. I'm looking at Dr. Rich Swire's website here. This is the one that says Michigan shows 69,000 votes were transferred from Trump to Biden. We know that happened in one particular county, 6,000 votes in Michigan, right? But this analysis by Dr. Shiva, who's an MIT PhD, who along with Benny Smith, who's a Democrat software engineer, data analysis, and another guy, looked at the election data coming out of Michigan. This is what their analysis shows. The point is this. If you present enough of this evidence to the Supreme Court, and they say this election is invalid, then the court has got to then say, okay, how can we stop this from happening again? Because you know what? Just ask yourself, will you ever trust an election again? You look at Denise Bowles right here in the Mid-Valley area, in Salem, Polk and Marion counties. How do we, without an audit, without a recount and a re-canvass, and then without testing to make sure the software is not compromised that counted the votes, can you trust the election, any election, going forward? That's the issue. This is why the Supreme Court has to do things like say, there will be no counting of ballots that are received after 8 p.m. on election day, period. That puts an end to the chicanery that happened with the unconstitutional actions of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And this has got to happen. That's why it is so important for the Trump campaign to do what they're doing. Now, how can this stuff happen? Well, if you watch the video, when Dr. Shiva, he ran for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts, okay? He lost. So he did FOIA requests related to his own election. And here's what he learned, that the ballot counting machines don't directly count the ballot. Instead, they take an image of the ballot that is submitted to them. And then they tabulate the votes based on the ballot images. Now, let's stop for a moment, because this is why you have to properly mark. This is not hanging chads, right? This is different. That's why you have to, in Oregon, because we use these types of optical systems, you have to mark the ballot as well as you can, because they're taking an image of it. Now, this article continues. Federal election statutes dictate that all election records must be held for 22 months. However, Dr. Shiva discovered that many states do not retain the ballot images produced by the machines. The default settings of the machines automatically store the ballot images. So this means election officials are manually disabling the image storage feature. Because ballot images are not being retained in states like Massachusetts and Michigan, the election results cannot be meaningfully audited, leaving ambiguity to the actual election outcome. The only way to audit the results of an election without ballot images would be to manually count the ballots, which is very difficult to do. That, my friends, is what I've been telling you. Again, it's not rocket science. It just makes sense. You have to manually count the ballots, but that's only part of it. Then you have to figure out where the ballot came from. And if you've not kept that data, you don't know. You don't know if the person who cast that ballot is a legitimate voter or not, is an American citizen, is not a convicted felon. And in most states, you can't vote. You don't know those things. This is the bloody glove treatment, folks. If you cannot retain the image, if you cannot audit the ballots, then you create ambiguity. And ambiguity is the doubt that the Trump campaign is trying to sow in the minds of the court, that there is enough here you cannot trust this election. And for the sake of future elections in America, you've got to invalidate this one, and you've got to put in place some standards that every state has to meet. They can do that, folks. They've done it before, and they can do it now. The question is, will they? Now, that's where you come in. It really is where you come in, folks. This is why you need to pray. This is deeply why you need to pray, that all of this will get exposed and that the high court will rule, because that's the only way this is going to happen, number one. Number two, you got to be active, friends. Got to do things. Like, join us this Saturday on the steps of the Capitol at noon. We're going to have a Defeat the Steal rally at the Capitol. And we got 300 or 400 people coming right now. You know, it needs to be 3,000 or 4,000. Get the word out. This Saturday at noon at the Capitol building, I'm going to be driving a Trump truck convoy up of Eugene as part of that. Come and join us this Saturday, noon. Back in a moment. Lots of emails and things to talk about. Don't go.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Going to go right to the phones. We'll start first with Rebecca and then a new caller. So new caller, hang on. Rebecca, good morning. What do you say?
Well, you got me started going to the Capitol because you helped to get the Oregon Citizens Lobby group started. And that educated me because I was reading the bills. And so one day, I was at the Capitol about 6 years ago, going office to office, trying to get something I'm trying to get the Democrats to not do something. And I came to this one office, and the Democrat person in the office said to me, she read my buttons, and one of my buttons that they hate the most says, marriage, one man, one woman. And she blurted out, when we get done making the one-party system, we're not going to have to deal with folks like you anymore. And that, in a very poignant way, made me totally understand where they're heading and what their goal is and why they want to go there. They want us to lose our freedom of speech, and they want us to not have the vote anymore. And if this isn't just by accident, like some people think, and somebody recently said to me, you're just going to have to get used to living with communists. And the problem is that you don't live with communists. They kill you. They don't want to have to deal with folks like us anymore.
Well, they wouldn't be killing us here, but they would be killing our free speech. And a perfect example of that is Oregon's hate speech statute could easily be construed under courts to say that a pastor preaching against, say, homosexuality or transgenderism from the pulpit could be hate speech, and that you could be put in jail for that. You could be fined. I mean, that's where we're headed with this, Rebecca. But your story is...
That's just the beginning, because...
It is. And your story is very telling, and I'm going to let you go because I want to move on to our next caller. Your story is very telling about the reaction of the staffer, because that's ultimately what is in the mindsets of not just the staff, but the legislators, many of the legislators, not all, but many of the legislators that inhabit the Oregon House and the Senate. And it's scary. Let's go to our new caller. New caller, who are you and what do you have to say today?
Well, I'm Ruthie Smith. And I heard about that Hammer scorecard last night, and it really was concerning to me. So I have, you know, you mentioned that earlier, and so there's three things. The scorecard, and then the... example that a study was taken about the Ukraine voting system and how now we have the voting system was copied from Ukraine to have the control and get letters personally sent through the snail mail to President Trump because he needs visual letters to show to the Supreme Court. We need to show that we are backing him. We want this corrected, and it can't go on. Okay.
Thank you, Ruthie. You're right. We have to. This is one of the things we have to do, and that's a great point, Ruthie, and I appreciate you making it. We folks, you and I.
Yes.
I signed an online petition yesterday. I actually sent it to the U.S. Supreme Court. Yes, you can go online and you can make comments to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I did it as being a former state representative, but I laid out my reasons why this needed to be done. We, each of you, need to be contacting the Supreme Court. Ruthie, thank you for your call. I want to end with a couple of things. First of all, Eric Azar is a great honorable man who has a great company here called Righteous Renovations. He lives his faith, his personal faith, in his business. He's a contractor, and he's one you can trust. Check out his website, righteousrenovations.com, righteousrenovations.com, and you'll see a lot of great testimonials from satisfied customers. Wilbur, one of our liberal listeners, writes this email. Says there's no possibility more people voted for Joe Biden than voted for Donald Trump, correct? Just wondering. Well, there is a possibility. Yeah, more people voted for Joe Biden unless it can be proven, unless, and I don't know that it can, that some of these, that the Dominion system literally erased Donald Trump votes. But even then, remember, Wilbur, that Hillary Clinton got more votes in the national popular vote than Trump. That didn't matter. Because what matters is the Electoral College. So, yeah, Biden could get more votes than Trump. But what matters is the Electoral College. That chooses it. Corby writes an email, says, morning, Jeff. Are there now or will there ever be investigations and lawsuits in Oregon concerning the election? No, I don't think there will be. Nobody in Oregon wants to, none of the business people which would fund it want to spend any money for that. It's sad. There ought to be. And yeah, Corby, I'm going by the radio station tomorrow. I'll get what you left there for me. Thank you. Rich writes emails about the NDAA. This thing is back up again. I worry about it. I think it needs to be amended. He also writes, regarding Oregon's old voting system, seems to be a constant theme here in Oregon, another old system. Unemployment Department, $87 million hidden for 12 years. How much interest and where is it? Well, they've spent part of it. The rest of it supposedly is sitting there. We'll see. Number two, he writes, voting system, $12 million not used for the upgrade for how long? So we've had $12 million set aside to upgrade the voting system, and it hasn't happened. He goes on to write, how many other areas are supposed to purposefully not upgraded? Where is the money? And what are they going to use it for? Or what did they use it on? The they is the state departments and whose management has done this on purpose. This is disgraceful to think that these so-called stewards of our system and monies are doing this, especially the voter system. It's being done on purpose. Well, maybe so. And he sent me a great email with a visual of a giant container ship. And it says China Shipping Line on it. And the headline is New Biden Ballots Are Coming In. Yeah, that's about right, sadly. All right, look, friends. What you need to do, if you truly believe in your liberty and in the preservation of it and why it's so important, you need to pray. And then you need to be active. Do contact the Supreme Court. You can go to their website. You can make a comment about all of this. Send a letter, like Ruthie talked about, to the president. And then join us Saturday at noon at the Capitol. This is happening all over America, and it needs to happen, folks. We're not giving up. Justice must be done. Make it a great day.